Controlling navel orangeworm in tree nut orchards is critical, especially this time of year when you can sanitize those orchards and eliminate a lot of those worms that could hatch in 2019. Mel Machado is the Director of Industry Relations for Blue Diamond Growers. Mel, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, very good to be with you. It's a good opportunity to get the word out about producing quality crops and helping our growers.
Well, Mel, the last few years has been tough with navel orangeworm on almonds particularly.
2017 crop, some of the highest reject levels in many years, if not in history for growers. The financial losses were large. Growers that had never been over 2% in their lives were living between 8 and 12%.
Well, Mel, that's enormous. Between 8 and 12%. What a huge loss.
You know, the example we use at 10%, just to keep it a round number, at 10% when you consider the field losses. So, and effectively, whatever a grower sees in his grading statement, you can double that value. That's the actual losses. So if you were 2% on the statement, you were really 4% coming out of the field. The huller sheller cleans out the other half of that. Well, the 10%, the losses are $1,742 an acre when you look at a 2,500-pound non-pro crop at $250 a pound.
Well, Mel, I heard you say earlier that one of the problems is the nut industry is so huge.
The environment has changed for us. And when I say the environment, I mean now between almonds, walnuts, and pistachios, there's 2.5 million acres of habitat out there. So I believe the crops are going to have to work together to really control the situation. We've never faced that much habitat in this valley in history. So we can say that, okay, all the means that we've used to control this problem for years, they're going to have to adapt because our environment is adapted. Okay, we've lost our good fuming insecticides. Everything we now have basically is contact, with the exception of chlorpyrifos, and they want that gone. So we're basically using contact materials, and it's a very small target. You've got to get that material to the suture of the nut as it splits in order for the material to contact the insect when she lays the eggs there.
Well, Mel, comment on those growers who grow the Butte and Padre varieties. They thought they had it pretty good when it came to navel orangeworm, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, Butte and Padre is kind of interesting because a lot of Butte Padre growers will tell you they don't need to mummy shake. They don't need to sanitize their orchards because they don't get navel orangeworm. But in fact, Butte and Padre can harbor navel orangeworm. They may not have high reject levels themselves, but the worm will live in the case of the Butte, actually inside the nut. And in case of the Padre, they'll live between the hull and the shell. So basically, you're breeding the first generation for the next crop. And I've had instances where the one that was glaring in my mind, a non-pro Fritz grower, 40-acre block, that was doing everything right and just fighting a nightmarish problem. And the problem was a 10-acre Butte Padre guy next door who refused to mummy shake. And my recommendation was, go mummy shake him. Give him a Christmas present. Tell him you're going to clean him up because you'll spend less cleaning him up than you will fighting it on yours. So, you know, Butte Padre, it does harbor the insect.
Well, Mel, you know, you really have to approach that navel orangeworm problem is you got to pull every lever, right?
Yeah, you have to pull every lever. Sanitation, you want to get it down. The official number is no more than one nut per tree. You want to get it down as low as you can. Zero is the best level. And then all the other things that you've got with mating confusion and ultimately the spray treatment at hull split, that's what it's going to take.
And Mel, you really got to mummy shake everything.
Yes, mummy shake everything. And you know, here's something that people don't think of. The railroad right-of-ways down the Central Valley and a lot of the highway right-of-ways are full of volunteer almond trees, and they will harbor the insect as well.
That doesn't help at all.
It doesn't help, yeah.
And Mel, when you are applying those crop protection materials, got to remind growers that ground speed is critically important.
Ground speed is important. 2.5 miles or less. I know I get in trouble with people with some spray rigs. They want to go 4 miles an hour. They believe the electrostatic spray rig will do it. It's just we fight it. Now, there are instances, and I've had growers say, hey, I've got a guy. This is what he does. I'm getting good control. Okay, I'm not putting out a blanket negative against speed or against this particular type of spray rig, but what I'm saying is you've got to get control. And it's to the point, when I say control, you've got to get coverage. It's to the point where even aerial applications, as a supplement to the ground applications, to say that we should aerial apply hull split treatments, I will flat out say it's stupid because you're not going to get more than 6 or 8 feet into the top of that canopy. But that might be the 6 or 8 feet you're not getting from the ground. Coverage is the key. Okay, so in a big old tree situation, and I say it just that way, a big old trees, get them from the ground, and you might have to go in from the top as well. It's common in the walnut business.
Well, there's several companies with mating disruption tools available. What do you think?
Still learning about it. It's still relatively new. What we're hearing, in fact, we're going to be putting together a campaign with growers this year, but what we're hearing is that it may not be the end-all solution, but it's an important tool in the arsenal. It's $120 to $160 an acre. The way I view it, and I could be proven wrong, But at this point, the way I'm viewing it, if sanitation takes part of the inoculum down, part of that population down in the field, then mating confusion can take it down lower. What I'm effectively doing is making my spray treatment more effective. Okay, so I'm just trying to take the population in the field down as much as possible. And I believe mating confusion can be part of it. It appears to be revenue neutral. By that, I mean you spend 100, let's say it's 150. You spend $150 an acre, you may get $150 of control or of value back. Okay, if it makes my ultimate treatment more effective, I'll do that. I'll take it.
Of course, Mel, when you get those mummies out of the trees, you have to destroy them on the ground, right?
Yeah, and you physically have to take those mummies apart. It's not a 4-mile-an-hour mow job. You've got to get them destroyed.
And of course, Mel, you would recommend working with a good pest control advisor, a good PCA, right?
I've told growers, if you're out there working without the service of a good PCA, you're practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, practicing medicine without a license. Well, Mel, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
All right, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.